Today's discussion is on the subject of time. Will we experience time after death? So, we live in a physical world where most things can be touched and studied. It's a place where we apply logic and science to advance our understanding of who we are and how the puzzle of life fits together. Our world is based on a foundation of time and order where one event follows another, one generation follows another, and so forth. Further, each of us knows that there is an endpoint in our earthly experience, and most believe there is a new everlasting experience awaiting us after death. However, we all to varying degrees are fearful of how our lives will end and what falls beyond. Most Americans believe we are immortal, having a point of birth, then death, and then finally living in some resurrected state forever. What concerns us is what will that permanent environment be like? Of small but interesting consequence is the subject or the question of whether we will continue to experience an impression of time on the other side of the grave. So God is eternal in the sense that we as humans have no understanding of how he came to be. We live in a time-based world, of course, that runs from the point we're born, or for some conceived, until the time we die. Mankind views everything through the lens of time and therefore is compelled to assign the dimension of time to the spiritual world as well. God, in order to help us to understand him, begins the Bible by saying, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Of course, we are not privy to what has transpired prior to Genesis 1:1, any more than evolutionists have an understanding of where the dot of the Big Bang came from. As believing Christians, we accept on faith that he, God, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Revelation 1:8. Just as they accept, evolutionists, on faith, the dot, where the dot came from, somewhere, somehow. So the real question is God offering a statement of fact that there is a time dimension in heaven, or is he just providing a framework for our worldly minds to help grasp its awe-inspiring reality? 1 Corinthians 2:9, "What no eye has seen, no ear heard, no heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." Again, a reference to our experience in heaven to come. So, for those who believe there is no time in heaven, that we will not experience the concept of time, offer some scriptural evidence. And that includes the following, Revelation 21:23, "And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, as its lamp is the Lamb." Revelation 22:5, "And night will be no more, there will be no need for the lamp or the sun, for the Lord will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever." So there's no sun, no moon, no more night. And that does suggest a couple of things, perhaps. That time is suspended, that the cycles of day and night no longer exist, and with it our measurement of time and the passage of time, perhaps. Or is this verse simply suggesting an environment similar to being in an enclosed space on Earth that does not benefit from exterior lighting, even though time obviously continues to exist? Frankly, we don't know. That God who created, that we are created rather in the image of, exists beyond the reach of time. We do know that. And we will be with him as believers, which suggests that if he's beyond the dimension of time, perhaps we are as well. But then there are those who believe that there is in fact time in heaven. And they use the Bible as a proof text for that. Now, we may continue to experience the concept of time, and evidence for this comes from verses such as 2 Peter 3:8. "But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So the question is, does this verse provide evidence that time, however infinite, does still exist in the supernatural realm, or just the opposite? It can be looked at in both ways, either way. And then there's Revelation 6, 9, and 10. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had been born. They cried out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long will you judge, before you will judge, rather, and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Is the, quote, how long before you will judge, unquote, insight into the time dimension actually in effect in heaven? And then there's Revelation 8:1. When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. Again, is this God using earthly concepts to help earthbound man understand a profound pause, emphasizing the impact of the seventh seal being opened? Or is God letting us know that time actually passes in heaven? So, in summary, the idea that we are immortal beings is an unquestionable truth for the biblical Christian. However, it's less than clear if the dimension of time is a factor on the other side of the grave. This is an example of theological differences that are not core to our salvation. Something interesting to reflect on, but should not be in any way, shape, or form a point of contention between believers. God bless you as you serve Him today.